Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
106.5 The End.
Americans love 4th of July too. I mean, that's our day. Did you know, I read this on the internet. Did you know 4th of July is more popular in this country than in any other country in the whole world? No, it's true. Because that's our day. That's the day you can wake up and say, yes, it's 4th of July and I love my country. And because I love my country, I'm gonna shoot explosive rockets at an empty Heineken bottle in my backyard during what is arguably the driest week of the year.
July 2nd, 2025. Here we are. It's the wake-up call, Gavin, Katie, Kevin. And yes, we're almost at 4th of July time. It's July 2nd. It's July 2nd today. You know what happened on this day 142 years ago? Do you?
No.
Nope.
It was the beginning of the Battle of Gettysburg.
Oh.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. It was day one.
Interesting. So close to the 4th of July.
So it was over by the 4th of July.
Was
so
it?
Mm-hmm.
They did it on purpose. No, I don't know. It was just a coincidence. But yeah, today was the day that everybody started to arrive in Gettysburg. And I think there was kind of like a surprise thing where they were like, "What? You're here? You're here too?" But we were on our way to do that to blow up the trains, but you're here. Well, let's just fight here. And then all the poor people who lived in Gettysburg that had a population of like two families, something like that, they were like, can you guys not do that here in our farms and near our houses?
I was reading something recently where there was a...
Oh, no, it started yesterday. Sorry.
Oh.
Gettysburg started yesterday, but today's the big day.
Okay.
At Gettysburg, and then tomorrow was Pickett's Charge.
Tell the story about when you went to Gettysburg at night, because your dad was a big... What is it called?
Civil War enthusiast.
Yeah, but didn't
reenactor?
He reenactor?
He always wanted to be a reenactor.
Oh, he wasn't.
Which is even sadder than being a reenactor. Like, not even having the commitment to be a reenactor.
I'd love to, but I don't know. The costume seems scratchy.
He'd walk through encampments and being like, God, it seems cool. Well, why don't you do it, Dad? I got to go to work.
I don't know. Seems sweaty.
That's why Civil War reenactors are all, like, retired.
Of course.
It's like, I think Civil War soldiers were, like, 18 years old. You're 65.
Yeah.
So we used to go to Gettysburg all the time. And if you don't know what Gettysburg, it's the biggest battle on American soil, hopefully ever. And it was it was close to where I grew up. My dad used to take us there all the time. I have a very strong connection with the Battle of Gettysburg. I know a lot about it.
Yes.
Just because we went so much. But I liked going there because it's haunted AF.
Yeah, tell them the story.
So, I mean, there's lots of stories, but
well,
I think you're talking
about
when
you went at night.
So, this one particular time we went to Gettysburg, there's an area called the Devil's Den, a collection of big boulders. Mm. So on the second day of the Battle of Gettysburg, the Confederates, the Southerners, they were held up in the Devil's Den in these boulders, and they put sharpshooters there shooting up at a place called Little Round Top, which is where the North was.
Okay.
So a lot of people died in Devil's Den. So one night, it wasn't just me and my dad. It was me, my dad, my best friend, my best friend's mom, and another friend of ours. There was five of us. And we were walking through this little path that goes through Devil's Den. And all of a sudden, we all stop. Because there was this guy standing there dressed as a Civil War soldier. I swear to God, it was the most authentic Civil War costume I've ever seen, complete with a musket. Like, he had everything. Some might even say it was a ghost.
And are you some?
Yes. And we watched him look at us, and then my brain remembers it as him jumping up onto a top rock of one of these boulders. But I mean, as I think back on it, like, a lot more lucid about the event. Geez Louise, what is happening with our board today? It's not working. That's what's happening. What I found out was that, like, he either jumped or he just appeared. One of the two, on top of a very big boulder. So my dad then, who's the skeptic of everybody, starts walking toward this guy.
Wow. And
the rest of us are terrified.
Sure.
Because, like, even if it's not a ghost, it's somebody with a gun at, like, 11 o'clock at night in a national park.
Yeah.
So that's weird.
Dressed in a costume. Yeah.
So my dad starts walking toward him, and he's like 50 yards, maybe a little less than 50 yards away from us. And I don't know what happened, but the guy all of a sudden turned, because he was facing away from us on the top of the rock. He then turns back around and looks at us again. And this all happened very fast, which was very scary. He turned around and looked right at us. And then he jumped down off the rock, and we never heard him hit the ground. He was just gone. And when that happened, my dad, who is a super skeptical person, who is not scared of pretty much anything.
That's true.
He sprinted back from wherever he was back to us. And he was just saying, everybody get in the car. Everybody, let's get in the car right now. Let's just go, 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 go. And we were like, we don't even need to ask why.
Right.
And we just took off running, and we all got in the car, and then we drove, and he drove pretty fast out of there. And he still will not really tell me what happened, what scared him so much.
Really?
Crazy story. And that was just one. That was just one crazy story. That was the craziest story. But there were, like, so many. Like, you go to Gettysburg at night, you're gonna see, or at the very least, feel some stuff.
That's
I want to bring your witchy ass.
Oh, I would love to. I would absolutely love to.
Because it's, like, not uncommon to, like, I guess, have people like Katie that are a little attuned to the other side.
Yeah.
But, like, you'll see them in Gettysburg, and you'll just see, like, normal people start crying. Like, sitting at restaurants, walking down the streets of downtown Gettysburg, especially on the battlefield. Like, because the vibes are so bad there.
See, I feel like if I was there, I don't think anybody would mess with me.
Wow. You mean ghosts?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that they'd be like, you get it.
Right.
And I'd be like, I get it.
We want to touch your hair.
Right. We don't see a lot of redheads in this bar. And I think I would absolutely love to do that, because I guarantee I'd at the very least feel some stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that they would embrace me.
I mean, I would so be down for going.
Sure.
I wish we could.
I do too.
It would be wild. So yeah, anyway, congratulations. Today's day two of the anniversary of the Battle of Gettysburg. This is the Devil's Den Day. This is the Little Round Top Day.
Well, I mean, hats off to all of those gentlemen.
Yeah.
And weren't there black soldiers, right?
Not Yeah, not at Gettysburg, not a lot of them. Not, okay. But there were black soldiers.
Wasn't there a whole battalion?
The 54th Massachusetts Infantry. God, what a nerd. The 54th, I swear to God, I've had sex, guys. The 54th Massachusetts Infantry is the most famous black regiment. And they were all freed slaves.
Yeah.
They were not freed, they ran away. Most of them, some of them were freed, some of them ran away.
But then joined the North.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine that, by the way. What? You risk your life.
You finally get freedom.
Running out of the South from slavery. Maybe you've left your wife and kids or something like that just to get freedom. And then enlist in the army so you can go back and put your life on the line to kill Confederates.
But isn't that like one of the most American like things like in our history of we can't let this keep going.
Sure.
We have to do something.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. If you ever want to see a movie about that, watch the movie Glory. It's so good.
Is it?
It's the one that got Denzel Washington his first Oscar.
Oh.
It's really, really good. Okay, well, enough about that. Let's talk about something really important.
Okay.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. And we're going to start everything off with Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Oh, right down to it. All business, Jennifer.
I love that.
What is your maiden name?
Caparel.
Jennifer Caparel.
Mm-hmm.
Caparel. Okay.
Jennifer Caparel. I mean, it sounds as serious as you sound.
I was just going to say, this is a serious person.
Yeah, and we could tell.
This is an executive.
Hey, Jen, it's Jennifer.
It's Jennifer, and I'm on the C-suite.
Jennifer Caparel.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah. This is somebody that's all business.
And what is your married name?
Canfield.
Canfield?
Yes.
Jennifer Canfield. No.
No, she's easy breezy.
Yeah, Jennifer.
She's wearing a daisy crown. She's got a real loosey-goosey sundress on. Right,
yeah. Can't wait to take her picture in a lavender field.
Absolutely. And with a big floppy hat laughing. This is the first time I'm going to base my decision off of the experience that I'm having.
Yes, which is not great.
It's, well, how dare. Okay, Jennifer, he's an a-hole, okay? I'm going to say it's a downgrade only because I don't feel that you're a Canfield.
Yep.
I believe you're a Caparel.
I agree. This is a downgrade, and thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Maya. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
So what is your maiden name?
Yeah.
Smith.
Upgrade.
Okay, yeah, we hate it. Maya, I'm going to tell you something. No matter how beautiful your first name is, Smith
thank you.
You're welcome. Smith is bringing you down.
Yep.
And we don't like her. Okay? So what is your upgraded married name?
Morales.
Okay. So here's the thing. Morales is the Smith of the Hispanic community. Okay. However, Maya Morales is fun.
Maya Morales has the alliteration that I love. I thought you were not going to like it because
I used to formerly be a Morales.
You used to be a Morales.
It was my first husband's last name. Here's the thing. Maya Morales is the new Dora the Explorer.
Right. Okay. So it's still an upgrade.
It's still an upgrade.
Okay.
And if you're just like, and boots and map.
Right.
And backpack and Maya Morales. Are you not into it?
I'm super into
it. I love Maya
Morales.
Okay, so it's an upgrade.
Yeah, that's a big upgrade. Great. I think it's great. Perfect. I was worried about the old
husband. You thought
husband.
That I would be taking... No. I'm a professional.
I know you are.
Right.
I know that. All right, here we go. We only have time for one more, sadly. Do you want to talk to Carly, Madison, Ashley, or another Jennifer?
Who was the first one?
Carly.
I'm going to do Carly.
All right. Our apologies to everybody else. Yeah. Carly, good morning.
Good morning.
Carly, what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is George.
Carly George.
Ooh.
Yes.
That you sound like a fun sports reporter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
I'm Carly George.
Right.
Okay. Hey, it's a lot of like, how did you feel in the third quarter when you guys were down, yep. but then you came back for 25 points?
What was going through your mind as you won the Super Bowl? Like all the worst questions right. you've ever heard.
Yeah.
But Carly George is cute.
She is.
Thank you.
A doll.
I don't want to say she...
I mean, no, she's got a button nose.
Yep.
Big blue eyes.
Yep.
Right? Her ears stick out a tiny bit, but like in a really adorable way. If she puts on a baseball cap.
Right.
You're like, ooh-ee.
And what is your married name, Carly?
My married name is Bryant, like Kobe.
Carly Bryant, also sports reporter.
Okay. We are awash.
Yes.
Okay, you could be Carly George Bryant, and I would still be it.
Carly Bryant is a sports reporter that is just like, boys, I'm coming into the locker room.
Yes.
You better have it put away.
Right. Hey, guys, it's Carly Bryant. I'm here with Shaquille. She doesn't call him Shaq.
No.
Okay.
She also doesn't call him Shaquille O'Neal.
No, she calls him Shaquille. And she goes, hey, sweetie, walk me through that last three-pointer. And then she puts it, and then he starts to talk. She takes the mic back.
Yeah.
And she goes, okay,
don't sell me a bill of goods.
Right, yeah.
So which is better? Cute, fun Carly George or all serious, sexy Carly Bryant?
Carly George.
Yeah, I think so, too. It's a downgrade.
Yeah, I see her on the field.
Yeah.
She's a good time gal. She's a little finger gunny.
Yep.
And all the guys,
oh my God.
I'm not going to say that they slap her bottom.
No. That's awful.
No, but they are friends with her. So when they see her, they give her a little rub on her back, you know?
Yeah.
And she maybe grabs, hey, good job, man.
Right.
And gives them a little smooch on the cheek.
Okay. Yeah.
They're buddies.
It's a downgrade. So Carly, congratulations on being a George. You should go back to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters: love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, yesterday in Esparto, there was a little boom boom pow.
Oh,
Gavin.
Now, at the time of this, it is unclear if anybody was injured in this. And it looks like...
We certainly pray that nobody was.
It looks like nobody was, which is fantastic. But a fireworks storage facility exploded.
What?
I mean, and it really, really did.
And if you don't know where Esparto is, it's in Yolo County. It's in a pretty rural part of the Sacramento area. So thank God it wasn't like Rancho. Or something like that. Because it was so big and so loud and so powerful that it rattled all of the homes that are in the area. Now, again, like I said, as of right now, all the news was reporting that that nobody was injured. KCRA. Now, I know that local news likes to fight it out, as it was shown in the movie, the documentary Anchorman. But I got to give KCRA a lot of credit.
Okay.
That they sent their helicopter out.
They did.
To just film this burning fireworks facility.
Yeah.
And I'll bet they were just like, just smacking their lips and rubbing their hands, being like, this bitch is going to blow up.
Because here's the thing. A fireworks storage facility, if it's on fire, at some point it's going to go.
Right.
And when it goes... It's going to be the 4th of July for hours.
And the good news, the good/bad news is that it did it over and over again. This is just a portion of the live helicopter coverage from KCRA.
At around 6:20, Live Copter 3 first arrived at the scene. This was about a half hour after the initial explosion.
So there was already one explosion before the helicopter even got there.
Got it. Okay.
And then at around 6:41, a large explosion rocked the scene as the fire reached a new section of fireworks. And about 20 minutes later, we saw the fire getting into the largest, still intact building. Moments later, flames were shooting from one end and smoke begins pouring out when another even larger blast, this one creating a huge ball of fire.
I mean, idiots. Okay,
but that's not the part that is like, I'm not going to say that that's not the part that's crazy. Of course, that's crazy. What's crazier is watching the video.
Which you can by texting the word boom, B-O-O-M, to 916-909-1065.
Because what did it do? It lit off thousands of fireworks. And they just keep going and going and going and going. So it's this huge. Edie Lambert looks good.
All right, stay on task.
Wow, she looks great.
She does look great.
I haven't seen her for a couple years.
She looks incredible.
So it's like you see this big ball of flames.
Yeah.
But then it's like, pew, 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 yeah. Pew. It's like Disneyland.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Okay, can we talk about the crazier part? Kevin and I have a group text, OMS, and you sent it to us like, oh my God, did you guys see this?
Right.
And then your question was, how does this not happen more often?
Yeah.
True, yeah.
But my answer to that is, of all the jobs you've had, and I know you've had many,
mm-hmm.
How many times has your job caught on fire?
Not often.
Yeah.
There was not often or never.
There was a toaster incident at Blockbuster Video once, but besides that,
I had one incident at Texas Roadhouse too.
There was a fire.
Yeah,
but we're not filled with explosives.
But that is where there is an. I understand, but at Texas Roadhouse, there is an oven there or a stove that is literally making fire.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh. So, these facilities must be like. Obviously dry. It's not like they're like setting up Bunsen burners.
No, yeah, yeah. I mean, KCRA also had a fireworks expert on, which, by the way, skill set.
Yeah.
That guy must have been like, oh my God, today's my day.
It's finally happening. So
they had him on, and one of the things that he said was a lot of these facilities have protocols where you can't bring any sort of incendiary or incendiary device in. Can't smoke a cigarette.
No lighters. Sure.
All that stuff. So what happened? Like, was this
probably
done on
electrical?
Was it done on purpose?
I'm sure it was electrical fire.
They're looking into to all that. So, I mean, it's going to be a while till we do.
Like, the odds are going to be electrical fire, right?
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's just pretty crazy that, like, a fireworks facility exploded for hours.
It is. But it... I was going to say it's bound to happen. But again, going back to how many people text in 909-1065. Has your work ever caught on fire?
Mm-hmm.
Because and where did you work?
Right.
Because.
And how many fireworks went off?
Right. Not emotional fireworks, though. Physical fireworks. Because I feel like a fire starting at your job is a pretty rare thing.
Mm.
So the idea that a fire starting at your job at a fireworks factory. Like, what are the odds?
I know. And now we know what's, like...
The fact that it went up... Like, please text... what is it? Boom?
Boom.
Yeah. That first explosion, that was pretty crazy.
They were all nuts. And seeing the little twinkle sparkles...
That was so weird.
That come, like, after the building is smoking... It really just kind of set off a real feeling of like,
patriotism.
This is the patriotic track that it feels like we're all on right now.
I mean,
we're a smoldering, burning, exploding building, but we still got our twinkle sparkles.
I mean, we all remember in The Office when Ryan tried to cook what was like a pita,
yeah,
or something, and that started, it filled the office with smoke.
Sure.
But was it fire?
No, I don't think the fire ever happened. Yeah, so, okay. So, anyway, text the word BOOM, B-O-O-M, to 916-909-1065 to see it. It's crazy.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you recently had a baby, we know you're exhausted. And I don't know if this new information that has been released is going to help mothers or make it feel a little worse. Katie, I want to run this by you. But we finally have a timeline for women recovering post-childbirth.
Okay.
And I'll bet you're probably going to think like, well, duh, I know all this stuff. But I think that if you're in, put yourself in the headspace of a woman who's never had a baby before, maybe you don't know this stuff, but
or men,
definitely men.
Yeah, I prefer to do that.
This is how it works. Okay. After you have the baby, your recovery encompasses first you recover physically, then you recover mentally,
okay,
and last you recover emotionally.
Okay,
and the average time it is going to take for that is it takes 4 weeks to recover physically. Obviously, these are averages. 6 weeks.
Four weeks.
4 weeks to, okay, to physically recover. Okay. Then true. 6 weeks to recover mentally.
Uh-huh.
And then it requires 7 weeks to recover, 7 to 8 weeks to recover emotionally. And the reason that they're putting this data together is because they want to give employers a more a more realistic timeline,
yeah,
for how long women need to be off work postpartum, because they said it's not just, you know, the physical everything down there getting better again, but it's hormonal shifts, it's fatigue, it's and lack of sleep reduces your recovery time.
So and I think every mother out there can tell you, first of all, to even try to quantify this,
mm-hmm,
is unfair.
Right.
Because let's say my birth with Emma, it was not a C-section.
Okay.
Which gives you more time. Okay. So if you have a C-section, you get, I want to say 12 weeks to recover. Like that's the average, at least in California.
Wow.
Like no matter what. Maybe it's 8 weeks. I don't know. It's more than a vaginal birth, right? Okay. Well, with Emma, I had an episiotomy.
Okay.
So they had to.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Google it if you don't know.
Right. Also don't.
Right, yeah.
And they had to take her out with forceps.
Oh.
Okay. To say that that is a less extreme delivery than a C-section, for me.
That's a good point.
Was absolutely not the case.
Right.
It would be wonderful where you tell your doctor, here's where I am, and your doctor goes, I hear you, and let's move forward based on that.
Everything you've described has just been the physical part.
That's just the physical.
The mental stuff and the emotional stuff, I feel like is...
I will say, obviously with Abby, she was born with congenital heart disease. They took her away in 24 hours. That was a whole different thing. I'm going to take that out of it.
Okay? Of course, yeah.
I'm just going to do the other like healthy births, right?
Okay.
The emotional part was pretty much all the same.
Yeah.
We can't leave it up to other people that can't feel what we're feeling. That's my opinion.
12, like people are texting, 12 weeks is FMLA. If you need more time than that, people should be able to have it. But people return to work because they're scared of losing their jobs.
It's not even scared to lose your job sometimes. Sometimes it's just like, there's work that has to be done.
Well,
I have this other responsibility in addition to this child that I've brought into the world. I have a team that I work with, or I have this, or I have that. Take every second of FMLA that you can get because you paid into that. That is your tax dollars coming back to you.
That's right. F your LA.
F your LA.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
We're still working on the home board game for this. It's time for us to play Are You Smarter Than Katie? The problem we're running into, you got to understand, is how do we fit Katie in the box? You know, then how do we keep her alive?
Because you want to be authentic.
Because at first we're like, we'll just poke some holes in the lid.
But she'll breathe.
She's got to eat. She's got to. And caller 17 this morning is Omar. Good morning, Omar.
Good morning.
All right, welcome to the show. And I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot is $80. Katie is leaving the studio. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
That is correct. All right, here we go. Question 1. The jury in the Diddy trial has reached a verdict. Well, mostly. The reason they're still deliberating is because the only issue they're not sure about yet is the racketeering part of it. Everything else is settled. Racketeering is a legal term better known as what?
Bribery.
Question 2. Todd Chrisley's out of prison after getting a full pardon from President Trump for some reason, and he's wasting no time getting back on TV. He was doing an interview, and he talked about how tough he was in prison, and he threatened the life of Rick Singer, who was the guy who organized that USC celebrity college scandal, if you remember that. Name one of the 3 celebrities that got wrapped up in that scandal.
I'm going to have to pass on that one.
All right. Question 2. BTS, Kevin.
Yes.
Made a huge announcement that they're all done with their hiatus and are back on tour. They all had to take a turn serving in the military, but they're all done now. What country's military did they each have to serve in?
Korea.
More specifically.
South Korea.
Question 4. Bobbleheads at baseball games are pretty common, but one that's coming up for a game next month is selling for more than game tickets, and it's George Costanza. The Yankees are going to have a bobblehead night for the Seinfeld character, and the internet is already blowing up with resales. Who was George Costanza's boss when he worked for the Yankees?
Not sure.
All right.
Pass on that one too.
And question 5, Lily Phillips is an OnlyFans, we'll call her a model, and she announced last night that she broke the record for the most men in 12 hours ever. She said she will soon release the video of her having 1,113 men in 12 hours. But as she kept that rate up for another 12 hours, how many men total would it be?
2 million.
2 million. All right. Kevin, bring Katie back in here. Omar, what do you do for a living?
I just live life.
Yeah, I love it. Katie. Omar, for a living.
Okay.
He just lives life.
Good boy.
I love it. I love it. All right. No, seriously, what do you do for money? We're worried about you.
That's what I do. I have fun.
All right. Well, how does Kevin sign up for that job?
Right.
Can Kevin get an application? All right, here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Question 1. The jury in the Diddy trial has reached a verdict.
Oh.
Mostly. We still don't have it public yet because they're still deliberating over the racketeering charge, but everything else is done. So I would say that by this time tomorrow, we'll know what the jury has decided in the Diddy trial. That's just my hunch. Racketeering is a legal term better known as what?
Like fraud?
I'll accept that. I also accepted bribery from Omar. What I was looking for was organized crime or the mafia.
Oh, okay.
Racketeering is the official term for that. Question 2. Todd Chrisley, you know he's a free man. He's innocent. Pardoned by the president.
Yep. Doesn't have to pay restitution.
Well, yeah, exactly. What a guy. What a world. But he was on TV, of course, talking about how tough he was in prison. And he even said that he threatened the life of Rick Singer, who was the guy who organized that USC celebrity college scandal. Remember that one?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, well, then you're not going to get this right.
What is it? The
USC college scandal.
Oh, I thought you said UFC.
USS.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Name one of the three celebrities that got wrapped up in that.
Aunt Becky.
I'll accept that.
Okay.
Lori Loughlin is her name. Also, Felicity Huffman and William H. Macy. Question three, BTS made a huge...
I think William H. Macy actually was the only one that got out of it.
I think he did get out of it, but his reputation got all tarnished. Okay. Question three, BTS, they're done with their hiatus with their mandatory military service. They are going on tour, and they are releasing a live album and movie. So congratulations, Kevin. That's exciting. What country's military did they have to serve in?
South Korea.
That is correct. Question four. This is pretty funny. I can't believe it took this long. But you know how baseball teams have bobblehead nights?
Yeah.
So there's a bobblehead coming up for a game next month that is selling for more than the game tickets on the resale value. And it's a George Costanza bobblehead at Yankees, for a Yankees game.
Okay.
Pretty funny. Who was George Costanza's boss on Seinfeld when he worked for the Yankees?
Babe Ruth.
George Steinbrenner.
Okay.
George, get in here. It was played by Larry David. George, get in here. You know what I don't understand? I don't understand this Snapple bottle. Every time I open it, it snaps. Oh my God, so funny. Question five. Lily Phillips, she's your favorite OnlyFans model, I believe. And she had a big announcement last night that she broke the record for the most men in 12 hours. Okay. Congratulations, Lily. She said she will soon release the video of her having 1,113 men in 12 hours.
I wonder if that's like, that's how many people showed up, or that's when she like had to call it quits.
Not quite sure. Like, does Guinness Book show up for that and just verify it? Like when you do the most hula hoops or something?
I don't know.
If she kept that rate up though for another 12 hours, what would the total be?
Okay, so that was
1,113 men
in 1 hour.
In 12 hours.
And so what's the question?
If she kept that up for another 12 hours at the same rate, what would the total be?
I don't think I'm doing this right. 4 or 5.
3 seconds.
Okay.
Three.
Two, I'd like you to stop.
One.
Okay. Oh. Okay. I don't know.
2,226 men.
That's what I wrote down.
Why did you say it?
I don't
know. Look.
You did write it down.
God damn it.
I'm pissed for you.
What?
Have more confidence.
All right.
I don't have confidence in my math.
Omar, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. Omar got 2. Katie got 3. Katie wins. We're going to have $20 in the jackpot. That'll bring it up to $100. But Omar, what is it that you want to tell us?
I love your guys' show. I've been listening to it for like 12 years. My daughters love it. We listen to it every day on the way to school. So you guys do a great job and keep it up.
Omar, thank you very much. Did he say I'm not smarter than Katie?
He said, you know what? Okay. Whatever he said was great.
That's all right. Okay. Thank you, Omar. Have a great day. And breaking news, the Diddy trial, the verdict is in, and he is guilty on prostitution charges. But all it says right now is acquitted of more serious charges. Do we know what those are yet?
No, I need a little bit of time.
This is literally breaking news like seconds ago. So we'll have an update, but let's play part one of Fun Delivered now.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. It is time for us to play part one of Fun Delivered. We've got a big box, and this is the earliest that the girls who run Fun Delivered, which is the company out of Florida, where they buy up undelivered, unopened packages. They are ahead of the curve.
Oh.
We're like not even halfway through this big box here in the studio, and I already have another big box at my house waiting to come in.
So does that mean we can open two?
No, let's not go crazy. Whoa. Okay. You're getting crazy. Okay. We're getting greedy.
I'm getting greedy.
All right, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Okay, Jake Marley.
This is I'm just saying we're ahead of the curve. We're good on fun delivered till the fall.
Love it.
All right. So, Kevin, would you like to go first?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
I hate when he goes first.
Do you want to go first?
No.
Why do you hate it?
You always go first.
Why do you hate it?
Because he's ruining my mojo.
Hey, and do me a favor, Kevin. Take all the stuff that's already opened it out of it. Okay. Because they've yelled at us so many times about keeping stuff in the studio.
Yeah, you can't leave stuff in the studio. It's a shared studio.
So you left yesterday. You had to go early. While Kevin's picking something out of the fun delivered box.
I had to leave after the show, after a meeting, but I left before everybody else.
So after you left in the meeting, it was a meeting to talk about Wake Up Call Live.
Mm-hmm.
I got everybody to agree that next year there should be a fun delivered museum at Wake Up Call Live.
Some of our best items.
And I looked right at our boss, the one that keeps yelling at us to keep stuff from fun delivered out of the studio. And I said, it's a great idea. And I even leaned over and got right in his face. And I go, and everyone loves it.
Right.
He's like, okay, but you still can't keep it in the studio. Yeah, well, we'll keep it in your office. All right, Kevin, describe your fun delivered package.
It's a square black box that has no sound to it. So,
oh, that really doesn't. It probably has a lot of peanuts in it to keep it intact. What made you choose that?
It was between this or the purple one, and I kept going back and forth while you guys were talking. And this one, I like it because I have no sound in it.
So that means
it's fragile.
Total mystery.
It's tight.
Out of the three of us, you're the one who loves mystery packages the most.
I do.
Like, you love blind boxes. Blind boxes. Uh-huh. That's basically what this is.
It's so fun.
Yeah.
Katie! That was the purple I wanted!
Oh, really?
Yes. Katie, describes it. First of all, beautiful purple color.
Beautiful. I mean, it's a violet.
It's like a lavender violet. Yeah. Kevin almost took that one, and I love it when somebody takes something that the other person doesn't.
I wasn't listening to you.
Wow.
Okay, Gavin's up. Do you have a system that you're going to use?
Gavin, I feel like, just goes in blind. Yeah, see
he's feeling just, things.
There's one
in there that's absolutely flip-flops of some kind. Did you feel that one?
No, was that on the bottom?
He just had it in his hand.
There was so much fabric.
Oh. You got fabric?
I don't know if it's fabric. I don't think it is. But whatever it is, it says sharper love.
Oh. Okay. Now, you like your love sharp.
This last week we did open a sex toy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's part of me that just thinks sharper love could be.
But does it feel fabric-y?
No.
Interesting.
It feels thick.
Okay.
It feels like it's in another bag inside. It could be fabric, but it also could be like some sort of inflatable or something like that.
Oh my God, please. Inflatable.
All right. Cool. So there's part one of fun delivered. What do we do now? We take a break, we play some music, and when we come back, we blind box.
Yeah.
Okay. And unbox these on the air live. What's inside? We don't know, but it's weird AF. It's fun delivered, and it's next.
106.5 The End.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
So we are going to get to part two of Fun Delivered, I promise, but we have major breaking news right now. Diddy found guilty on prostitution charges, acquitted of the most serious charges. Katie, can you tell us what you know about this?
Yeah, so he was brought up on five different charges. The biggest ones he was found not guilty of. So he was found guilty on prostitution, and they're saying this isn't a serious charge, sex trafficking.
Okay.
The reason that they're saying sex trafficking is because he hired usually male prostitutes
right
to come from other states into wherever, whatever state he was doing these freak offs in.
Okay.
And then was paying them. And he was transporting them. They're saying, okay, so he's been found guilty on three different charges. They're mostly not that serious of crimes. They're saying he could do 10 years for each count. There's no way that's going to happen.
Okay.
They also are saying that, like, he was also brought up on racketeering charges, which requires, like, a whole bunch of conspiracy. So it requires a whole, like, sort of team of people to be in on something.
And they couldn't prove that?
And they couldn't prove it.
Wow.
And I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure they didn't bring him up on charges for beating the crap out of Cassie.
Did he... family and friends erupted into applause at the verdict. Holy cow.
Like,
well, that is
his life is over though, right?
I mean, as a celeb, who knows? Who even knows? Look right. at Kanye.
Well,
you would think that what Kanye has done over the last 4 years would have made him like somebody that
he's lost like billions of dollars, hasn't he?
Yeah, but I mean, he still has fans.
Right.
I mean, if he went on tour, people would still buy tickets.
Not a lot of people.
Not as many people.
Not as many people, easily.
So I don't know.
Kanye didn't have to go to court and hasn't been here, and, you know, in a county jail. My suspicion is that they're going to give him time served.
Uh-huh.
They will probably give him 5 years.
Wow.
And then they will let him out in 2 with good behavior.
Well, there you go. Let's get to part 2 of Fun Delivered. People have been waiting for that, and I'm sure we're going to be following this the story unfolds all morning long. But let's get to Fun Delivered.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yes, it is time for part 2 of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. We open these undelivered, unopened packages that got lost in the mail, courtesy of the company Fun Delivered. You ever want to play this with your friends and family? Do it.
Sure can.
Their website is fantastic. We're actually prominently featured on their website now. Did you know that?
No.
They put our Instagram Wake Up Fun Delivered videos on their on their website. Yeah, I believe they do it every week. Whenever we update ours, they put it right on there. Okay, so we did round 1. We went into the box. Kevin picked out his, and then I love this. Katie then picked the other box that Kevin put back.
Right.
Yep.
So we're going to see. There's a mini competition.
I'd be so mad if she got a better one.
Kevin, you have to go first.
Okay, so I got a black box.
Okay.
It's a black bag
with a box inside.
Right. Doesn't sound like anything, so it's going to be tight.
And we're opening.
Oh, he's so mad already.
Uh-oh.
I got a stupid hat. But it's fuzzy.
That's a stupid-ass hat. It's a hat that is cream and brown.
It looks like a sheep.
And it's like wool skin. Wool.
It does say the brand is the Lambs.
New Shepherds, I think, is the company.
It's a New Shepherds. They're $40.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So I'm looking. There's different letters that you could pick. Why they pick P?
You know why.
Oh.
Penis.
All right, it's Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call.
Okay.
Katie, let's find out what Kevin passed on before he got his.
I'm going to be so mad if it's something better than a hat.
His woolly little hat.
This says Topstone.
Okay, so far, not looking good.
LED tea light with timer and remote.
Shut up.
It sucks too.
Is it a grill thing?
No, it's a bunch of
little tea candles.
And it comes with a remote. Yeah.
It's like what
they change colors.
It's like what you get at Halloween to put in a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Kevin's now wearing, Krista, by the way, his woolly little hat. And I gotta tell you, you don't look bad.
You actually don't.
I look like a sheep.
No, you look like a K-pop member.
Shut up. Okay, I'm down for that. Which one?
I don't know.
Which one, Gavin?
Sparkle Butt. Before he goes into his military service.
Oh. Ready to serve.
Oh, boy. All right, I'll open mine now. If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Is what? It sexy?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It's some sort of like...
A men's compression shirt?
I think it's a muscle shirt.
It's a men's compression shirt.
Take your shirt off, put it on.
What are you compressing?
It's like Spanx for men.
Spanx for men.
Oh, put it on. Put it on.
Yeah, and there's, yes, and it's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
It comes with an app that's Dad Bod to Fit Dad.
Okay.
Shut up.
Come on, let's go.
One. I want to try.
Now, I have to tell you, have you ever put on... Any Spanx? Kind of Spanx? No. Okay. It is an experience.
These feel weird.
Okay. Yeah. I have to tell you, getting it on, it can sometimes be exhausting.
Okay.
Okay. So I just need you guys to know that.
All right. Okay. So Kevin and I are now putting on these man Spanx.
Because you have to really get into it.
Really tight.
It'll work. You can get into it.
Oh, but just under.
Oh, Kevin's is too big. Yeah. It feels that way. Nope.
Is mine too
other
big?
Way. Other way. Nope. You're holding on to the bottom.
Breathe.
There you go.
I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's how it feels.
Oh, Gavin, you look good.
I can't breathe.
Okay.
I'm going to throw my back up.
Oh, yeah. I would never let my boyfriend watch me put on Spanx because it is unsightly. Okay, there you go. Now put your shirt back on.
I'm so uncomfortable.
You're uncomfortable. Yeah.
It feels claustrophobic. Okay. And the after.
Yeah. And does your shirt not feel a little bit bigger?
But it does feel bigger.
Yeah,
it
of does course. Feel, yeah, because you're all sucked in. No, you can't breathe, Gavin. That's not the point.
Mine's not working.
No, yours is too. Yours is.
Yours
too big.
Is too big.
Yeah, and your silly hat.
I think your silly hat looks great, Kevin. I'm out of breath.
Here, let me hold these candles up for you. In the arms of an angel. Okay, so you guys, you're getting a taste of like what it feels like to be a lady.
I don't like it either.
I just love my own body.
Okay, good
so,
for you.
All right, so there we go. It's fun delivered on the wake up call. How do I get out of this?
Oh, I have to cut it out. Cut it off.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
1065, the end. It's the Wake Up Call.
Think about your body for a second. And do you have any cuts or bruises on you right now? I have a big bruise on my left pinky toe. I'm honestly a little worried I broke it. I couldn't have stubbed it harder in my daughter's room. Let every swear word I know fly.
Sure.
And then when you stub your toe, especially your pinky toe, it makes you acutely aware of your pinky toe. And like I traverse corners of couches and chairs now, like I should be wearing a helmet and pads at all times. But we're getting into this because... I don't know why this survey was done, but they found that the average American has cuts, scrapes, and bruises 4,000 times in a lifetime.
Oh.
4,000 times. I gotta be honest, like, I'll bet 2,000 or 3,000 of those is before you reach the age of 10.
Well, for sure.
Kids are just covered in marks constantly, and they don't seem to give a crap. My kids come home, and I'm like, geez, how'd you get that big bruise on your shin? Like, I don't know.
This seems low to me.
Low?
I'm glad you said that. Because this is an average.
Right.
Which means for some people, sometimes they're named Katie.
There's an over and an under.
There's an over. And I would say that you're the reason why you're pulling it to 4,000.
Okay. I am weighting it higher.
Yeah. Because they're just like what I said with kids. That's kind of you. But
yeah, that's exactly me.
There have been times where you've had big bruises. And I'd say, what happened? And you're putting your hair up. I see a bruise on your arm right now.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that was there?
No. No.
And do you know how you got it?
No. I have to tell you, this has really baffled my boyfriend.
Why?
Well, he's never been with somebody that is as light as me.
Oh, as you mean
pale.
Pale. Okay.
And I think that that has something to do with why everything shows so much.
No.
It was really concerning for him at the beginning because he didn't realize this is the norm.
Yeah. He didn't know if he needed to call CPS on somebody.
On himself.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of
I'm like a wolf man. I think I'm blacking out and I'm beating her up.
Also, I do kind of go through life a little rough and tumble.
Well, I wish everybody could have seen when she said rough and tumble, she was gently swinging her arms back and forth. That's making it cutesy. Rough and tumble means sometimes she'll just want to go off the beaten path of a trail. Because who knows what's down there?
But also, I don't know. I think I suffer from, like, spatial awareness issues.
Yeah, you suffer.
Yeah. Because I'll, like, go through a door frame and just, like, hit my shoulder and be like, why was I so close?
Was this door this narrow yesterday?
That's how it feels.
Yeah.
Kevin has the alabaster skin of a geisha. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a bruise or cut on Kevin.
No, I'm very safe.
Can you give her some sort of tips on how to live a less bruised life?
I live my life as like a bubble boy. Don't touch me. Don't near me. Don't go anywhere dangerous that could hurt you.
That is true.
Slip.
He doesn't want anybody to touch him.
Yeah. Nope, don't touch me.
So, okay, maybe that's where we're at. Maybe you hugging people is a gateway drug to bruises.
It's saying welcome in.
But you don't find that, like, just living your life is dangerous? Fear?
No.
Man, I do.
Really? What are some things you're scared of?
Just hitting my elbows on stuff.
Hitting your elbows on stuff.
Because I do it a lot.
Keep your elbows in, then.
Man, I just been swinging them.
What about dropping stuff on your feet? Do you ever have that fear?
Only if it's something really heavy. Like if I'm putting away the mixer. For some reason, the...
And that's so awkward.
Yeah. I always think like, oh, don't drop this on your foot.
Right. And a mixer does seem like it'll just like open its mouth real big. Yeah. And like almost like it's... And sometimes they're slippery from butter.
Yeah. I don't really... I cut myself a lot.
Yeah.
I do keep telling my...
if you're just turning the radio on now and only heard Katie say I cut myself a lot, we're talking about accidents.
Right. Like when I'm cooking. I will say I do keep telling my boyfriend we need to sharpen the knives.
Yeah.
And I had the thought, because it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
And I had the thought the other day, I wonder if he's purposely not doing this because he's afraid I'm going to hurt myself.
Well, no, getting a sharper knife is better for you. It makes it so, because there are
not
times
me.
where Katie, you know, now that you have your new boyfriend, I trust him and
to keep me safe.
I think that he will do things such as keep knives sharp. But Katie used to come over to my house and bring her own knife to make a salad or something. And it was so dull. It was basically a knife-shaped hammer.
But the reason is because when I would sharpen the knife, it's like it couldn't stay away from my fingers.
I see. Okay.
And just this tiniest little, like, oopsie-daisy. And I was cut.
There goes your tip.
Right.
Yeah. All right, well, then maybe you do need dull knives.
Yeah.
All right. And Kevin, you just keep living you.
Yes.
Okay. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now I'm sharing it all. Join me for unfiltered talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.